Thomas Hicks was once a local hero in the small mining community of McKaysville, Georgia. He was the town doctor, and he made middle-of-the-night house calls. But Hicks had a secret that still reverberates today. From 1950 to 1965, he sold more than 200 babies on the black market. Some parents knew, others were told their children had died. These children are now fully grown adults, still known as the Hicks babies. I spoke to Melinda Dawson and Christy Hughes about their search for their birth parents. And I began by asking Christy how she found out about her own past.
Well, it was confirmed for me in 1997 when the Akron Beacon ran an article about the Dr. Hicks and the Hicks adoptees. I had a good idea, but that's what confirmed it for me.
You had a good idea, but nobody told you. You mean you just sensed that you were adopted?
Pretty much. Yeah, my family, that's not something they discussed or would admit to. I had a dream, actually, when I was really young, and I knew in my heart from that point forward. But it was never admitted to me.
So, Melinda, you have not been reunited with your birth mother, but you have been made this a little bit of a mission to help not just yourself, but others find their birth parents. Why?
Well, it's something that our fundamental rights were taken away from us by Dr. Hicks, by selling us on the black market. And I know how I feel and how important it is for me to find who I am, where I'm from, my medical information. And so I have the resources and the networking available to me to try to find things out. So I'm lending that information to everyone else. And we've worked really hard, and I'm very happy for Christy because this has been a great reunion for her.
Now, you mentioned your medical information. I understand it. Part of your motivation, or at least some of the inspiration for it, began when you had a grandchild.
Yes, my grandson was born 2 years ago, December 26, and had a medical issue. He is my third grandchild, and it just seemed to me that had we known some medical information, we may have been able, you know, to know ahead of time. And so I felt it's not fair to my children or to my grandchildren to not have medical information from my side. And I also was diagnosed with cancer last year. If I had known some of my information, I could have prevented it.
Melinda, did you grow up knowing that you'd been adopted? Did you know what had happened?
I did. From the age of 7, my mom told me the entire story, but at the age of 7, you just can't, it's not something that you really wrap your head around. So in the ensuing years, I had questions, and my mom always answered me as truthfully as the story that she knew. I had no idea until 1997 that there were other children that were sold from that clinic.
So, Christy, when you finally met your birth mother, I mean, I can't even imagine what that moment was like, but maybe you can kind of help me understand what that must have felt like to meet a birth mother you didn't for a long time even realize existed.
It's like all the stars aligned. It was a miracle. It was an absolute miracle. Beautiful, beautiful. I, through the years, had come to terms with the fact I was probably knowingly given up for adoption, and that was okay. I was in it to find out answers. I mean, answers to my family history, but to find out I had a mom that loved me and I could have grown up with, it's bittersweet. It's bittersweet. We've lost a lot of years.
You also found out that you had, as you say, you had thought that she had given you up willingly, but that wasn't the case.
Correct.
What had happened?
Yes. Dr. Hicks had told her I died at birth and turned around and issued a birth certificate to my adopting parents.
Melinda, do we have any idea at this point? It feels like we don't have as much information as we will in the ensuing years, but do we have any idea how many of the birth parents knew they were giving up their kid and how many the doctor told them that the baby had died?
We don't really have that information since, you know, a lot of us have not found our birth families. you know, if I would guesstimate, probably, and this is totally something that I have thought about, and it's just really estimating, I would say that probably the majority of women were probably told that the baby had died. There was women that went in there full term, and then Dr. Hicks said, you know, the baby had died. And so there were questions, and back in the 1950s and 60s, women didn't really have a voice. But more so, I think that they trusted Dr. Hicks and never questioned him telling them that. And so in the case of Christy's mom, you know, for 50-some years, she has believed that her baby had died. And then along comes DNA, and that's how we're getting the answers that we have been seeking for so long.
And one of the ways that you're doing that is because there's a judge that's helping you to go through the records, right?
No, actually, that was done in 1997. There was a probate judge that was assisting another one of the adoptees by going through the birth certificates and bringing the story out. But that story kind of died away in 2000, and so I picked it back up just last year.
Well, and you have visited McKaysville a number of times since then.
Absolutely. I just got home last night from visiting McKaysville.
So what's the response of the people there? I mean, this is a very small town.
It's a very small town. A lot of the, I guess, local residents have either deceased or moved on. There are some that are left, and they all have a great respect for Dr. Hicks. I don't think that they're in the mindset that he could have done something so dark. And so that's one of the obstacles that we're going to have to hurdle a little bit by not so much focusing on Dr. Hicks, but focus on the fact that we have a right to our birth family, and that's our hometown as well. We're not coming in to try to, you know, put a black mark on McKaysville. That's our hometown too. And so we deserve some answers.
Christy, what was the relationship like with your birth mother once you got back in contact with her?
It's beautiful. It's just immediately bond, so full of love. I have an awesome brother, three beautiful nieces, just a beautiful family. It's heartbreaking that we've lost all these years, but it's beautiful. Can't even put into words.
And what is what is now the dynamic between your adoptive family and the birth family?
I still love my adopted family. I was blessed to have ended up with them. Back in the day, there was no checks and balances. Some of us Hicks babies might have went to not so good homes. I went to a good home. I was well taken care of and loved. So the dynamic is, it's still good. It's still there. Just an even bigger, broader family. More love. There's no such thing as too much love.
So, Melinda, how does this move forward? As I understand it, one of the ways that you're identifying would be relatively definitive, and that's through DNA, but that requires people who think they may have lost a baby to come forward, does it not?
With DNA, it can pick up if they have a great niece, or if they, in my case, I have found second cousins that we share the same great-grandparents, so the lineage can be traced back as far as the 1400s. So usually with DNA, it's all or nothing as far as maybe that's the birth parent. But now that Ancestry.com, that who we are working with, can do lineage back, you know, hundreds of years, it can help us trace and narrow down to the very birth mother or birth father. It just takes a lot of research.
There must be,
if that's the case.
Yeah, there must be some of these children, now adults, who don't want to know, maybe. How many have come to you, or that do you know of, that are trying to track down their birth parents at this point?
We have a group of about 15. There was over 200 babies sold out of the clinic, so we're still searching for more, and that's why we're wanting to get the word out that, hey, we're here. We're doing DNA, and also with the birth families, we want them to know that we're out here, and we're just trying to reconnect, not for any other reason, but because they are our family. We deserve to have that knowledge.
Although you can understand that they may be concerned that, you know, people are looking for financial remuneration or anything else. Okay, so what reassurance do you give to someone who may be nervous about coming forward?
Well, I would say to them that the group that we have now and the ones that are coming down the line, coming on board, have all through these years, I mean, we're in our 50s and 60s now. We're not looking for financial gain. We need answers for medical reasons, and quite frankly, that's our right to know who our family is. That's all we're looking for.
That was Melinda Dawson and Christy Hughes. I spoke to them in 2015 about the effort to reunite with their birth parents. So far, Christy Hughes is still the only Hicks baby to meet her birth mother. Earlier this year, Melinda got in contact with a first cousin for the very first time. Just ahead, do you trust e-cigarettes to not kill you? But first, people who support flying the Confederate battle flag often don't know much about Civil War history. This is on Second Thought.